USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the length of the war in his country and the number of Ukrainians killed will be decided by how quickly its friends supplied the country with weapons and enforce an oil embargo against Russia. Oleksandr Vilko, head of the Ukrainian military administration, telling CBS News that they can't win the war without more weapons.
We need fighter jets, tanks, missiles, the whole spectrum of weapons.
The White House says another $800 million in weapons should arrive in Ukraine soon. The Kremlin warned the U.S. in a diplomatic note that doing that could bring unpredictable consequences. The $50,000 reward leading to the arrest of the suspect in the Brooklyn subway shooting will be split among five people. That information led authorities to Frank R. James, the 62-year-old, currently being held at a federal detention center. 10 people were shot, 19 others were injured in the attack. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Police in Northwest Georgia say a man killed his grandmother by stuffing her in a freezer alive. Floyd County Police discovered the body of 82-year-old Doris Cummings late Thursday in the home she shared with her grandson, 29-year-old Robert Tincture III. Authorities believe that the murder actually took place late last year. A South Carolina prisoner has opted for a firing squad when he is put to death later this month. 57-year-old Richard Bernard Moore is the first prisoner in the state to face the choice of execution methods after a law that went into effect last year, making electrocution the default option. Moore has been on death row for more than two decades after being convicted of the 1999 murder of a convenience store clerk in Spartanburg. The Coast Guard is looking for a man who jumped overboard from a cruise ship as it approached Florida. The Carnival cruise ship Mardi Gras was about 55 miles east of Port Canaveral when the 43-year-old man jumped after midnight on Saturday. You are listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The American Medical Association says anywhere between 10 and 30% of patients might experience long COVID. That's prompting them to ask about symptoms and what to do.
Johns Hopkins University says there have been over 80 million confirmed cases of COVID in the United States, and plenty of folks are suffering from long-term problems of brain fog because of the disease. Dr. Joel Rosenstock is an infectious disease physician in Atlanta. He's been working with long-haul COVID patients and found some techniques to help. Top of his list, getting good sleep.
Sleep is an absolute priority. And if you're not sleeping because of fear and anxiety and depression, then you need to see somebody. You don't necessarily have to go to a long COVID clinic. You need to see your primary care doctor or your therapist or somebody who you trust.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
Ohio Governor Mark DeWine has tested positive for COVID-19. His office said he is experiencing mild symptoms and that he received a monoclonal antibody treatment Friday. DeWine, who is fully vaccinated and received his booster shot, is currently in quarantine. The most famous tenants at the National Zoo in Washington had an enthusiastic Saturday morning breakfast as the zoo marked 50 years of its panda exchange agreement with China. Mei Jing and her cub had a cake made from frozen fruit juice, sweet potatoes, carrots, and sugar cane. It lasted about 15 minutes. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.